With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. State lawmakers are debating proposals that aim to help Montana's child foster care system and to make the agency responsible for protecting neglected and abused kids more accountable. Montana has a record 3,300 children in foster care, and the State Child and Family Services Agency has been criticized for both wrongly removing children from their homes and for failing to do so in dangerous situations. One bill debated today would allow lawmakers to view confidential case files under certain circumstances. Another would allow a group called Safe Families for Children to operate in Montana. Republican Senator Roger Webb of Billings says the group arranges for parents in crisis to temporarily place their children with volunteer families without having to enter the foster care system. Montana health officials say the bill lacks protections for children. The state of Montana has reached a $25 million settlement with more than 1,000 victims of asbestos-related disease over claims that health officials failed to bring attention to the hazards of the contaminated mine in Libby. The Flathead Beacon reported yesterday that the settlement stems from nearly 100 lawsuits brought against the state for failing to protect residents. Hundreds of people have been killed and thousands sickened by asbestos exposure from the now-shuttered W.R. Grayson Company vermiculite mine. The Montana Supreme Court overturned lower court rulings in 2004, ruling that the state should have warned miners of the dangers first identified by officials in the 1950s. Wednesday's settlement marks the end of lengthy negotiations between victims and the state. Montana's congressional delegation offered their reactions to the inauguration of President Donald Trump today. Here's the complete audio clip Republican Steve Daines sent to the media.
As I watched President Trump take the oath of office today, I had a renewed sense of encouragement about the future of our country. Today is the day where we start to return control of our government back to the people it serves and create policies that promote growth, innovation, and more good-paying jobs.
Democrat John Tester had a different take. Here's a portion of the audio he provided.
To those of you who wanted to shake up Washington, I'm with you. It is time that we clean this place up. It's time that Congress put aside the partisanship and the political games and get to work for the people of Montana. It's time that we held Washington accountable. And it's time to ensure that folks in all corners of our state have a government that works for them. And to those of you who are feeling uncertain, who are concerned about the direction our country could be headed, I'm with you too. You have my promise that I will continue to be a responsible voice, providing an important check and balance on the new administration. You have my promise that I will fight to protect your health care, your education, your public lands, your clean air and water, and your paycheck.
Congressman Ryan Zinke posted this to Facebook, quote, "Today, Donald J. Trump became the 45th president of the United States. It is a truly remarkable day in American history, and I look forward to the next 4 years," unquote. Zinke is President Trump's appointee to be Secretary of Interior. On Tuesday, he testified for nearly 4 hours in front of the Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee as part of the confirmation process. There's no set date for when the Senate will vote on Zinke's confirmation. A federal appeals court says lending companies operated by Native American tribes are subject to investigation by a government regulator. The 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in San Francisco today rejected a claim by three tribes that their lending companies were protected by tribal sovereignty from investigation by the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. A three-judge panel of the court said Congress did not exclude tribes from the Bureau's enforcement authority. At issue in the ruling were for-profit lending companies created by three tribes, including the Chippewa Cree in Montana. The Chippewa Cree's lending company, Plain Green, has been accused of predatory loan practices, a claim that company officials deny. An email to an attorney for the tribes was not immediately returned. The new state superintendent of public instruction says she hasn't decided whether her office will continue the Graduation Matters Montana program, which gives private grant money to communities for projects that encourage students to graduate from high school. Last week, Office of Public Instruction spokesman Dylan Klapmeyer sent an email to the Ravalli Republic newspaper saying the program was being phased out. A few days later, Superintendent Elsie Arnson said no decision has been made. Still, the Graduation Matters Montana website has been taken down. Klapmeyer told the Missoulian the program was serving a limited number of schools. Graduation Matters has awarded grants to 58 communities. Klapmeyer said Arnson is working with those communities and partners to understand what has worked and what hasn't.
With Montana News, I'm Corin Cates Carney. Montana's newly elected superintendent of public instruction is accusing her predecessor of misrepresenting student test results to federal officials. States must meet certain testing requirements to receive federal education funding. Superintendent Elsie Arntzen called a press conference this afternoon to announce that Montana was not in compliance with the U.S. Department of Education requirements on reporting student proficiency data. Arntzen says the previous superintendent, Denise Juneau, sent federal officials data knowing it wasn't in compliance.
This was a reckless decision that was at least 2 years in the making. It was also an abuse of state and federal dollars that could potentially put funding for our Montana schools at risk.
A spokesperson for Superintendent Arntzen says it's not certain how much or if any federal funding could be lost, and it would be up to the discretion of the U.S. Department of Education. Arntzen, a Republican, took over the role of superintendent from Democrat Denise Juneau 3 weeks ago. Arntzen says an internal OPI whistleblower told her office that Juneau's administration used ACT testing data to report Montana students were proficient to the federal government. That's normally not allowed, but Montana had a waiver to use ACT results to prove proficiency in 2015. Montana did not renew that waiver in 2016, and Arntzen says that means previous superintendent Denise Juneau put the state out of compliance. Juneau says her office was running up on a federal deadline that came as her administration was leaving office. She says they submitted ACT data because they had to submit something.
And we could not leave those fields blank, so we reported so that the money could come for the education system.
Current Superintendent Elsie Arntzen says her office will work with the U.S. Department of Education to continue looking into this issue and will provide updates as they learn more. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.